Mr. Omar Gwon, you can speak, but you're muted. Okay, let me try to unmute you. Yeah. I think we have a problem hearing you. Okay, so maybe Gilbert Mighty and Jonas, you could introduce yourself and then we go. Mr. Jonas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, yes, we can hear you. Go on.
Yes. Hello. Yeah. Hello. I am Jonas Michael, based here in Ethiopia. I'm a technical assistant working under Mr. Gilbert Nadi, EU funded, with DT Global. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Mr. John Kiria. Hi.
Hi, Chair. My name is John Kiria from the Ministry of ICT, Innovation and Youth Affairs, Kenya.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Hope. Hope.
Hello. This is Tumaini Mamiala, okay, from Ministry of Water, Tanzania. And I'm with my colleague here. She can introduce herself.
Please.
Hello. Good afternoon. I'm Pamela Teng from Ministry of Water, Tanzania.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Nice to see you. Yeah. I think we have a few more colleagues. We have Jioma and Gerald. Yeah. Fuad Abdullah. Yeah, Gerald, go on, Gerald. You're muted.
Good afternoon. Hello, you hear me?
Yes, 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 we hear you. Go on.
Good afternoon. I'm Gerald Baltazar Minja from Tanzania Zambia Railway Authority. I'm a planning officer. Thank you. Okay. URT.
Thank you. Okay, so I think, do we have anybody from EAC, Mr. Kazura, for example, the EAC people? Do we have any focal points from EAC?
Good morning, Krishna. Good morning, everybody. This is Jose Nyangweso from the EAC Secretariat, Corridor Development Advisor. I think Dr. Kazaura will be joining us shortly.
Okay, okay, good, good. At least we know where there's somebody from EAC. Good, good, thank you. Okay, so I think we have, we're now like 10 minutes. So colleagues, Mr. Zakaria and Mr. Wang Weiso. So I think we should start. While other colleagues can join, and if anybody wants to intervene, maybe they can present when they talk later. So what I would suggest is we will first have a look at the project submitted in the Eastern region, and then maybe address issues or coordinate on this project. And then secondly, we can plan the additional project which we are planning and address the issues of who submits, who validates. And if you have any other questions, whether on how to submit technical questions on submission or more substantial questions on criteria, etc., validity, eligibility, then we can also address, we can take all these questions. So let me start sharing my screen. Okay, so you all see the PayDAPAP2 landing page, homepage. And if we look at the number of users, registered users, sorry, we have 239 users and across some 46 countries here. Unfortunately, some countries are missing. I don't know about the Eastern region. We can do a quick, is anybody connected today who is not registered to the website, maybe you could raise hands and then we can send you and put your email. We will send you the guidelines for registration. That would be, I think, an efficient process. Just let us know. Those who are not yet registered, who have difficulties to register, we can assist you with this. So central region, Eastern, we have 60 people, but be careful in the 60, we also have the institutional, the AUC people, and a lot of the experts, actually, the partners and experts. So it may not be reflect the actual number of member states and WECs in Eastern Africa. But AUC is by far the, actually, and Southern Africa is the largest group of registered users. Then in terms of WECs, we have, if we unclick here, we have 9 from IGAD, 27 from EAC, and 52 from COMESA. And these are the access points. If you have any questions, we sent some guidelines out. If you still have some questions about access and how to access information and levels of access, we can answer these. So now at the projects, coming to the projects, we today have we have 128 projects to date on the website, and which is filtered as follows: 46 in energy, 21 in ICT, 16 in water, which is very good, and 45. So energy and transport are leading, but the interesting point is that we see that water is catching up now with ICT, and we need some more effort in water. So Eastern is already at 50. Actually, Eastern is has the highest number to date, followed by Southern, 39, Western, 29, Northern, where they started late, and Central. So let's look at the 50 in Eastern. So out of the 50 in Eastern, we have, this is the list of, we can sort by sector. So we have these, a number of energy projects, then only one has been validated, which is the project from Ethiopia, the transmission line. Then we have actually 18 projects in energy sector, then these projects in ICT, some of them draft, and then the water projects. We have 4 water projects and the rest transport. All the rest is transport, including one which is validated. Now, we can take, for example, the water sector. I would like to start, let's start with the water sector. I saw a mail some communication between Fred Mwango and Jonas. I understand there are some additional projects. So maybe Fred and Jonas, can you assist? Can you guide us in this? I've seen a list of 4 projects. What is exactly, is there an issue about who submits?
Fred? Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. I think we are being assisted by Jonas and they'll be submitted shortly.
Okay, but be careful. Jonas Azat doesn't have the right to submit unless we you.
No, anybody? I will submit.
Who will submit? Fred, you will submit.
Yes.
If you need help, actually, if it's a question of time, there's no issue. We can actually, you can actually, you are from the rec, eh?
Yes.
So one any rec can actually upgrade Jonas to national focal points where he can actually do. But if you can submit fair enough, fine. If you can submit these
focal points. Yeah, I think I'll need help. I'll come back to you after this meeting on the issue of submission.
Okay. Maybe you can write to us anytime or call us, talk to us. We can talk. We are here to assist you. In case you even have difficulties, you could even send the documents and we can do it at the back end. You check and then as the rec, you validate. That is also possible. I mean, that these things should not become issues, whether it's...
So you are suggesting I can send to you Krishna? Is it Krishna, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, we can, you can
very
send.
Good.
If really that is the issue, if the issue is sitting down and you're having difficulties with the website or whatever, if the information is well structured, if it's in Excel...
No, it's done. Like, for example, the communication you're putting between me and Jonas, there's one which is already okay, so we'll work with you.
Okay. The other option, if Jonas can assist, we don't mind giving Jonas the right so he can do, but under your... in consultation with
give
you...
It to him, then.
Okay,
give it to
we'll
him.
Do this. Okay, so I'll upgrade... We will upgrade Jonas, let him do the data entry. You check and validate. Okay, we'll do this. Okay, so these are four projects in the water sector. Eh? I understand these are four projects in the water sector. Okay, I think we can't hear Mr. Fred.
Yes. Let me intervene, I think.
Yes,
there are four projects.
In the water
sector. There are four projects.
Okay.
Yeah, Kenya, Uganda, South Sudan, Sudan. Well packaged projects. We have to restructure them to PDAPAP2 format. That's all.
Perfect.
It will increase the number of transponder projects.
Perfect. So let's keep in touch, Jonas. If you have difficulties, we can talk. Actually, we can even talk on the phone. I guess you are also in Addis.
Yes.
And then we can address these. So good. So that will bring the number of water projects to 8.
Krishna.
Yeah.
There is somebody from Congo.
Yeah.
There is a very interesting project which came from Congo River Basin Commission.
Yes.
Well prepared project, but it's not yet submitted. So.
Yes, I've seen that. The CSSI or whatever it's called. It's called the.
CIC.
Yeah. I will follow this up with the ECAS people. The rec is ECAS, huh?
Yes.
So I'll follow up.
Krishna.
Yeah.
Follow up with the river basin themselves.
Ah, okay.
They might not have a connection with ECAS.
Yes. This is the point we raised last time. Okay, I understand.
Yes. So follow up with the directly connect with the river basin.
Yes.
Krishna, I think my advice is follow with both of them, the REC and river basin organization.
Yes. I'll try. Yes. We'll do this. So I think it's Desiree from the ECAS and that lady. I saw the mail actually. I need to track this and follow this project. So good. Thank you, Jonas, for bringing this up. Good, thank you. So let's finish with water actually. Mr. Zakaria, IGAD actually. Do you have any other water projects in IGAD?
Krishna.
Yes. Go on.
I think Fred is dealing with this. But I was we had already populated with one. It's the Dawa River multipurpose dam.
Yes, I can see it here.
For Fred was supposed to deal with this. But my worry is this.
Yes, go on.
The number of projects we are supposed to submit and number of projects that are going to be submitted for water. And bearing in mind that in our meetings, we kind of, decided that maybe because of the limit of submission, maybe we have a certain ratio of submissions from transport to energy to ICT and to water. I don't know how many. Are there limits or what? Is Fred supposed to to submit any number or what is he supposed to submit?
Yes,
because we have already done for the other sectors, although we are still having more projects which we have not included, but because of the limitations of submission, we are being held back.
Actually, we need to clarify this, Mr. Kingori. This is very important we clarify this. There is no limitation to submission, and there has never been.
Very good.
We always said there is no limit to submission. There is no ratio across sectors, although we always said that we need to raise the profile of water. In fact, we did a thematic webinar just to raise, because the water was the weakest sector. And we're happy to see there is response, and we hope it will go up again. At least water can catch up with ICT, as I said. And which is a very good thing. But rest assured, there's absolutely no limit. And
this is quite Krishna, quite interesting. Your statement is quite interesting, because all along we knew that every rec is supposed to have eventually you'll be able to select about 10 from each rec. Now which you are saying there's no limit.
No. Wait. Which is also true. Let me explain, actually. There are two types of criteria. One is eligibility criteria. Okay, so there is a long list of projects. Okay, right now we've seen it's 128 projects. That will eventually become the long list. So RECs first validate, then the task force validates. That is really a regional project. So we saw actually in all these trainings, we saw the eligibility criteria is really the regional integration criteria. Is this project a regional project, yes or no? So does it appear in a master plan, REC master plan? Or is there a clear agreement between two, three or more countries for this project? So then as soon as it meets these mandatory requirements, it becomes eligible. It goes in the long list. Once it is in the long list, this is valid for the next 10 years. So for the next 10 years, this project will remain in the long list. And then on top of this, because we have these more than 10 per region, then these 8 criteria we saw extensively during all these trainings, this has been explained, clarified, the 8 criteria, these are used to rank the 10. Suppose, let's take a concrete example. Suppose in the eastern region, suppose we have, let's say, 6 or 10 projects are cross-regional. That is, they fall in the continental category. Then we're left with 40 projects purely in the eastern region that do not cross the regional boundary. Then out of these 40, we will rank them on the basis of the 8 criteria, and the top 10 will go in the shortlist, the PDAPAP 2 shortlist. What does this mean? Simply that these 10 will receive initially, these are supposed to be the projects with the highest levels of readiness that can attract funding in the short term. So projects which can have a chance of materializing, where there is no issue about enabling environment, no issue about funding gap, no issue about legal framework. These are clear-cut projects that can attract funding and can go ahead in the next, let's say, 1 or 2 years. Yes, go on, Abdul.
Okay, like those 10 priority projects are the candidates for acceleration.
Yes.
They're the ones we'll package and make sure that they're ready for financial close. So that's where we'll put the effort and the assistance and the resources when it comes to implementation to make sure that these projects are well prepared and make sure that it's taken up by the sort of investment institutions like the DFIs.
Yeah.
So in terms of what used to happen with PDAPAP, one, there were no priority, there was a priority program, but it was too many. You can't focus on all the 400. So now we're saying that each region, we have 10 that we prioritize, focus on them. When they move on, we go back in the long list and accelerate the next ones that are coming up. So this gives us more focus when it comes to preparing projects and making sure that they're implemented. But it's not a limit in terms of saying that all you have to do is 5 transport, 2 ICT, or 3 this thing. No, we want as much projects as we can have so that we can prioritize them and screen them well.
Abdul and Krishna.
Yes.
Yes,
I think now it is quite clear to me, and I hope maybe Ephraim is also present in this meeting, because we'll go on populating. We have halted our activities, and then I think now we'll be able to come back and populate more, because we have quite very important regional projects that we had not included in the. In that 20 list projects we had already, you know, we had already submitted.
22 actually.
We'll come back
Zachary,
now.
Don't forget. Don't forget the aquifers. Don't forget the aquifers. You have aquifers that are regional.
The water.
Yes.
Yes.
No problem. Fred is going to populate, and us, we are also going to continue populating for energy, transport, and ICT. So we are going to have all submissions made by the end of this month, as scheduled.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think you. I recall.
Actually,
you mentioned...
I think Krishna, I want to thank you very much for that clarification, and I think as my colleague said. Kingori will populate as required.
Yes, I think Mr. Kazura has joined us and wants to talk, has raised hands. Go on, Mr. Kazura. Dr. Kamugisha.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dr. Krishna and colleagues. I've just joined. I wish to point out one thing, Dr. Krishna and colleagues, is you see, we have, for example, in EAC, countries or member states which have overlapping membership in the other RECs. You have countries which are members of IGAD, members of COMESA, and members of SADC. So, as I shared with you earlier, that we had a technical meeting to, you know, when we came up with about 35 projects, you know, covering the PDAPAP sectors of transport, energy, ICT, and transboundary water. Some of these projects go beyond EAC. They cover the other, like COMESA, like IGAD, as well as SADC. And I know, for example, COMESA has written to some of its member states requesting them to propose projects for consideration under PDAPAP 2. So what we advise these countries is if they can share the same projects which they have proposed and which are...
Dr. Kamu, I think you are muted again. Please unmute.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, you can't hear him.
Yeah, we've requested the countries that to propose similar projects in the other RECs in which they are members, and they are going to do so. So now, based on those 35 projects which we have identified for consideration at PDAPAP 2, we started with a long list of almost 70, 75 projects. But we made an assessment, analyzed, prioritized them, and we came out with 35, knowing that eventually, based on what information was shared earlier, there are going to be only 10 projects from the Eastern region considered. Now that you say, you know, we don't have any limit in the long list, we'll request the national focal points to submit even the other projects, you know, which they considered and they had thought that they could be a priority for consideration under PDAPAP 2. But when it will to come to the REC, we'll maybe provide a comment so that it will assist the task force when they are analyzing or evaluating these projects and which should be prioritized maybe in the first phase and which should go into the next phase. So we will start by the 35 projects, Brother Dr. Krishna, and we've requested the, you won't see much in the website now, the PIDA website, because we've requested now the focal persons per sector in the countries to input that information. And we expect it to be ready by the 26th so that we as a REC can review and comment the projects and submit now for the AUC consideration. So this is the approach we have taken. But I would really like to request our colleagues that if there are projects which have been proposed by EAC partner states or within EAC, and there are also similar projects which are also being prioritized or considered or proposed in the other RECs, let's then jointly work in promoting these projects so that they can carry more weight and it's going to be easier for them to be considered to the next stage. So I wish just to submit that to start with Dr. Krishna and colleagues, we can consider how do we, you know, move forward and make sure that there's alignment and streamlining in the projects which we are going to consider across the RECs and partner states. Thank you.
Yes.
Can I make a comment out of that?
Yes, please, go on.
Yeah, I think what our colleague from EAC is saying is very valid, but I, however, would like to say that, like in IGAD, we have got this PIDAPAP 2 process focal person, who is Zakaria Kingori. I don't know whether within the EAC they have got the same, because these two gentlemen, or gentlemen and lady, and easily screen some of these things to ensure that there's no duplication. That is, we don't duplicate projects at the same time.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Fred, for this. I have a question, actually, to Dr. Kamu and Mr. Zakaria. I think we heard the 35 projects from EAC, but I also recall the figure of 35 from IGAD. So, and since you mentioned a committee, a joint technical meeting, all these 35 projects, the same projects, the EAC and IGAD projects, are we talking about the same 35 projects or a different groups with some potential overlap and some separate projects?
I tend to think that they may be different.
Krishna.
Krishna. Yes, yes. Yeah, go on.
Let me state that while I was populating or submitting projects,
yes,
I came to realize that some of the projects I wanted to submit have been submitted by ESC. So I didn't go ahead and submit that. So okay. Essentially what I think or what I know is that the 35 projects from ESC are not part of the 20 projects from IGAD. Because I can be able to go, you know, I can be able to access the projects, all projects that have been submitted here. And I can't see which projects EAC, if EAC has submitted, I don't go ahead and submit. Maybe okay. I will just go through and look at whether there's some information I can unleash the submission. But for example, if I give an example, they have I was almost submitting the standard gauge railway from Naivasha to Uganda and upwards to Juba. But I came to realize that they had already submitted those faces. So I didn't submit mine because what has been submitted by ESC is enough.
Okay.
Let me clarify.
Okay, go ahead, Osea. Please, Osea, can you clarify, please?
Yes, it is true. The 35 projects that have been agreed by ESC, not all of them have been submitted in the website, because we agreed that the partner states would do the initial input into the website, and the EAC secretariat would validate and submit. So this has not been done except for one or two. Like Ingori says, the standard gauge railway, which I actually put in there as a trial, and the Akagera River, and I've seen there's some power transmission projects. The 35 projects we agreed upon have not been shared with IGAD. What we can do is between me and Kingori, we can cross-reference each other so that Kingori can see the 35 projects that we are proposing to include, and he can also share with me the 20 projects so that we can know. So this has not been done. And it is true, Mr. Kingori, that not all the projects in the EAC have been submitted because it is still an ongoing process. But we can share the list with you separately.
Okay.
Yes, I want to add, Hosea.
Go on.
It's possible from the PDAPAP to a website. You can see all the projects that have been submitted. So yeah. If I filter the EAC or IGAD region, I can be able to see all the projects you have submitted, and you can also be able to see what I submitted. So while I'm submitting, I've been able to countercheck whether when I know that these projects, these are countries that are also in EAC, I can be able to countercheck whether you have submitted the same project. But still, since we have contacts, we can still, you know, contact each other until we finish this process.
Okay.
My recommendation, Krishna, is that my colleague Kingori and Hosea,
yes,
be very good to work together.
I would also strongly suggest this. You know, it's very nice that it's very good that you're using the website to view projects and you can do, but then it doesn't solve the problem of projects which are not yet submitted on the website. You don't see them.
Okay.
So what I would suggest, a very simple approach, why don't you have an Excel sheet of your universal set of projects, you know, EAC prepares their long list of whatever they think should be on PIDA. IGAD does the same thing, maybe, and then you cross-reference these two lists and merge them and then put a column and say, agree that this project is going to be validated by COMES, EAC, this one by IGAD. It's just a question of validation, actually. Okay. And it doesn't even hurt. You will notice that in many cases, the countries or the projects can belong to multiple regs. That is not an issue. Okay, that is not an issue. And but the validation need only be done by once, actually, only once. So let's take an example. If a project belongs to two recs, and any of the recs can validate, because both of you will have the same rights, actually. You are the same level, access right. So just to prevent confusion, who validates first, whatever, just prepare a master list of all the projects in the Eastern region, at least between EAC and IGAD, and add a column on who is responsible, actually, to validate it. Then that person, that rec, and go ahead and validate. The second point I wanted to make is that information that there was no limit on project was actually shared in Addis Ababa on the 11th of March, actually. No, I recall many, you all attended. There were, I think, EAC and IGAD both were there. We already communicated this. This was very clear since the beginning. This is also clear in the documents in the strategic note. But the limit of 10 per region excludes the SIDS, for example. For example, in the case of Eastern, you already have Comoro and Madagascar projects. That is over and above the 10. And it also excludes all the projects that cut across regions. For example, VicMed. The VicMed, the green VicMed project, which is already validated, does not form part of these 10. It will eventually be part of the continental category because it cuts across three regions. Okay, so I think that's also very important. So technically you could end up with maybe 20 projects because you could end up with three or four seats, maybe 6-7 continental projects and 10 Eastern Region 2 projects. Yes, Abdul, you wanted to say something.
I think also it's important to highlight cross-regional projects, because if it goes beyond one region into another region, just like the VICMET, it also gives it a special category in terms of categorizing it as a regional, inter-regional project.
Yes.
And that can be out of the 10 prioritized one.
This is what I explained. Don't be discouraged because of the 10, because out of the 10, even out of the 35 actually, or 40, whatever universal set you will achieve, maybe half of, or maybe not half, actually, 6-7 of them could actually, VICMED is definitely not there. It will be in a different category, in a different quota. So already, and then if you eliminate the SIDS project, which is also in the list, in the totals we see here, then you end up with a few Eastern Region projects, and out of these, you could end up with a short list, with a long list of maybe 35 or 40, and out of that, you would pick the 10 best. And the other thing we didn't maybe emphasize enough is that this is a dynamic list, a dynamic short list. So the moment projects graduate out of the shortlist because they have received funding, they move to implementation, then the other projects, number 11, number 12, number 13, move up the list. So this is how projects can, this is a dynamic list of shortlist, long list that will go on for the next 10 years. And this is why it's important to have a very good reserve list of projects. Because the other point, and this was raised actually for, when we look at PDAPAP 1, one question which came up is why, how come some projects don't move for 7-8 years? The reason, in multiple reasons, some could be linked to the enabling environment, some could be linked to funding gap, there could be some political problem, there could be some regulatory legal framework not ready. So these things take time. These things are not addressed in a matter of years or few years. So if you have a long reserve list, then at the end of the list, you could park the projects that really need time to mature. The enabling environment type, waiting for enabling environment, waiting for funding gap, waiting for, you know, institution capacity building, for example. That goes down the long list. Then the most ready, you know, will appear at the top. And these are the ones that cross and graduate to the short list. So it's very strategic. It's very important. I was very, very impressed by the presentations made by IGAD on their master plan, actually, the integrated corridor approach and all these, the way they looked at this. I think all of these projects, you should make sure all of these projects end up in the shortlist. And since you mentioned you are relying on the member states to do the data entry, as long as, maybe let me share the experience of ECOWAS, actually. ECOWAS has taken a slightly different approach, probably a more efficient approach. They have formally written to the member states and asked them for their clearance, actually. So ask them, is this project still relevant, still priority for you, member state? As soon as the member state says yes, then they go ahead and do the data entry and validate it. So you will notice, because of this, if we go to Western Africa, you will notice that they, out of the 29 projects they have today, you will notice that most of them are validated. Most of them are green. This page is full green, and page 3 is nearly full green. So they have, because they are doing the data entry, they can just, once the person is happy, just clicks validate. So you do not need to wait for the member state to go ahead and do the data entry. If you have the confirmation that the member state has confirmed through committees, through letters, whatever, that this project is relevant for them, please go ahead, do the data entry. If you have technical issues with data entry, tell us, we can assist, we can put you, we can get some people, give them the rights to do this data entry for you. We can do it for you. You can just go then go ahead and validate it. I think that is important. This we should not be.
I have a comment. I have a comment, Krish.
Please.
Yeah, thank you very much. And just to add up to what you are saying, from the EAC, the indication that they had about 70 projects, and then they chose 35. My understanding was that Mr. Kazaro indicating that this was with the adjoining regs, COMESA, SADC, and IGAD. Now, we know that we don't have a lot of time left now for submissions. The deadline is on 30th of this month. So if you wait for the member states to submit, then it might take a long time. So as Krish has indicated, if you have the information, try and submit or enter on their behalf, or you prompt the member states themselves to quickly do it. Thank you.
Dr. Krishna.
Yes, go on.
Yes. I completely agree with what Mr. Gilbert has just submitted, that to assist the partner states, we will start entering some of that information, and we'll inform the focal person that the project information has been already uploaded. They can only maybe review if we have captured everything correctly, then we can speed up the process. So we are going also to do that. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Dr. Kamu. That would be, I think the risk is it would be very, very, it would be a pity after all this work to risk the deadline because of these types of, lack of time and lack of communication. So let's start this early. Don't wait for the last 2 days or whatever. Let's maybe before Friday, if you can at least get agreement and start the process, then at least we see the drafts. You will not, maybe let me spend a few minutes then on the actual submission process. Let's go through this. This might maybe help you to understand. So first of all, there's a submission form here. So when you click submission form, okay, you have four sections. It's very important to consider the four sections because yesterday we had an issue with Uma. Somebody was stuck actually, because he never went to step four actually. This is extremely important to go to step four. Otherwise the project is not recorded in the database. And the next project you try to enter will actually erase the first one. So if you go through all the steps, so step one is basic information. So once you click all the steps and click next, it will take you to the step two, which is the body of the project. And this is where you also upload the files, the 10 megabytes of data of reports, then the contacts, the two persons.
Krishna,
yes.
Please let them save their draft as they're going on to the next step, because they're likely to also lose some of the information.
Yeah, they can save the draft. Yeah. Before you, exactly.
Yeah, I just wish to inform that I've joined another meeting, so I'm just trying to multitask, being the PC as well as another AUC meeting, which is very crucial.
Okay.
So if I'm quiet, someone can just type on the chat,
then
I'll be able to read and I can come back and join you. Thank you.
Okay. Well noted, Dr. Kamu. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. So that's a good point, Abdu. So maybe let us run one thing actually. So this is a project, it's an ICT project, it's a data center project, and it's from Djibouti, okay. And then the beneficiary countries are, I don't know, Kenya, whatever. And it's under EAC, for example, and then it's an institution, then you click next. And also you can save the draft, actually, if you don't have time to go to step two, you just save the draft. Then step two, you say this is in the plan strategique, blah, blah, etc. You can say, you just type some information here. You can upload here a GIS map. Okay, it will ask you just upload a file, a map. Then the size, let's say it's a 10 terabyte per second, whatever. and this is a project which overlaps something, and then here you add some information. The project value has to be a number in millions of dollars. This is market size, let's say 50,000 people. And then you type some gender action, action A, action B. And last milestone, let's say it's in pre-feasibility study. Then you click, you can save draft here at the right. And then you can go to the next step. So step three is where you put your name. So my name is there because I'm inputting it, but you need a second name. So let's say it's Dr. Hassan, whatever. So you need to pick a country, let's say Djibouti. Then you can save draft. And then you can say, this is where it's very important. This is the most important step to going to step four. So you go to step four. This is, okay. So some positions were missing. So we need to complete it completely, then it will accept. Okay, so this is step four, actually. This is where it gives you a dump, actually a total review of what you have entered in a very intuitive or easily readable format. You see it in a page format. So exactly like your project will appear, all the fields and contact. And this is where you submit here. At the bottom left, you click submit and it goes in the database. And the REC person, when he connects, because I also have that right to validate, being the administrator, I can also validate the project, but first you must submit it. But the national focal point will not see the validate button. He will not have access to this. It's only the RECs, maybe Fred and the Dr. Kamu and the others will see. So now if you go to the list of projects, you will see the one we just entered here on top. SASS, ICT, data center, Djibouti, etc. And then you can go on and edit it. Yeah.
Good.
You can go on and edit it. So don't get stuck. Be sure you go to step four. Step four here. And then you can go and edit it any number of time you like. You can come to this, connect, change, upload, erase, change files, change anything. Cut, paste. Don't forget you can cut and paste here. You don't need to type anything. If you have a document, just Control A, Control C, Control C, Control V. You can copy, paste large chunks of data. Actually, if you have all the contents, you can do this in 5 minutes. You can input one project in 5 minutes if you have all the data available, all the information. So it's a very easy process. You just need to make sure. And as long as the mandatory fields are not all completed, let me show you. You will see the project will carry a draft status. So these yellow highlights here. Let me go back to Eastern region to be more relevant. All, for example, Eastern Africa, yeah. This is the Eastern. But these are projects which cut across, so I need to go to one which is pure Eastern. Okay, so this is the Juba. For example, this one. Construction of standard gauge Mombasa Nairobi rail. This is still draft. Why? Let's see why. Okay, so basic information is complete. And Gilbert has posted a comment. So this is another feature, interesting feature. So Gilbert Maiti, the transport expert, said include Rwanda and South Sudan in the member states field. Gilbert detected that this has to be done. So probably we'll do it. Let's try to do it actually with the permission of who are the owners? Mr. Wilson and Mr. Apollo, are you connected today? From Kenya and Uganda.
Mr. Shanku is connected.
Who is connected, please?
Mr. Apollo is there, I think.
Ah, Mr. Apollo, okay, good, great. So actually, to save time, we could do it, but since you're there, I wanted you to have your permission, since you are the holder. And so let's go ahead and try to do this. Let me see the comment first. I forgot what's it. We need to add Rwanda and South Sudan to the list of member states field, which is here. So then we go and edit the project. Let's edit.
I think that will be beneficiary countries. Krishna?
No, yeah, okay. So not member and beneficiary countries. Okay, so real bad.
Krishna?
Yeah.
Yes. Krishna,
go on, go on. Gilbert, yes,
excuse
go on.
Me, Krishna.
Yes, go on.
Because it's going to go up to Juba, so South Sudan is part to it.
Okay, so you think...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
But they're not only, Krishna, yeah. They're not only beneficiaries, but they'll have to build the part of that railway in their country. Kenya can't do that for them. They should be as members.
Okay, so
project.
let's add them. So is that South Sudan, South Sudan? And Rwanda, you said? Rwanda?
Yeah.
Okay, let's add Rwanda. Yes, Rwanda. Done. Okay, then you save draft? And probably we should also maybe remove Rwanda from here. What do you say? From beneficiary? Or we leave it?
Well, it's a beneficiary. No. All of them are beneficiaries.
Yeah. We leave it. Okay, sorry. We can leave them there, but we added South Sudan and Rwanda. So that's how...
Because it's implementing, yeah.
Yes. Thank you. So, colleagues, this is a very concrete example of how we have the expert can detect, you know, these kinds of things from his expertise, from his knowledge, and guide you, and then you can act immediately and go ahead and do this. So be very mindful that time is of the essence now. If anything can
Krishna,
be done, you see. Yes, go on.
Krishna, let me explain. The reason it is draft, this is Hosea.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, the reason it is draft is because it has the partner states had not yet given some pertinent information.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, we it is still draft because some information is still lacking. And I'm glad Apollo is on board. I request that he will be able to populate some of the information contained there. It's like things like the project cost and structuring.
Krishna.
Yes.
I also noticed that in the beneficiary countries, there is Burundi and Republic of Congo.
Okay. So should we remove these?
No. But the thing is, it depends on the structure of the line. Is the line going through those countries as well?
No, what we mean is that these are the geographical reach.
Yes.
For example, when the project reaches
Uganda,
yes, then there can be transshipment and the cargo can be transported to DRC.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. That's,
so logistics. It's the hinterland actually. The hinterland of the.
Yes. Is yes. Yes.
But the hinterland includes DRC. It's perfect. No. It's very good.
Yes.
So in terms of REC actually. And this is a good example, actually, because Kenya, Rwanda, South Sudan, and Uganda, although the member state belong to more than EAC, actually, but the fact that EAC was clicked here, it gives an indication of the who will validate, actually. So EAC will validate. So our colleague Jose.
Yes. EAC will validate Krishna, because this is the point which Zakaria Kingori was saying.
Yeah.
That IGAD had wanted to propose it, but they saw that EAC had already put it.
So this is one example of where we have already rationalized between the regs, that it is the ESC which will validate it and not EGAT.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to show you were these small red asterisks here. So you see, when you look at the source of master plan is not mandatory. Reg master plan is mandatory, it's there. Brief description is mandatory. Objective is there, location is there. The map is not mandatory, but it's nice to have a map. Why? Let me explain why it's very, very useful to have a map. Because two of the criteria, corridor criteria and the
rural
population criteria, rely on GIS mapping. So if you give a map, a Google Earth, or even the corridor
where the line runs.
Yes.
Then we can see whether there is other related infrastructure running in that corridor to further sort of substantiate and give more ratings for the project.
It will make, so please, if you can just go on Google Earth, just identify the location or the map, even Google Maps or Google Earth, whatever you have, just save the file in any format and upload it here. That would be very, very helpful. And there's a guideline, by the way, you will see in the guidelines for submission. Please download the guideline. I'll show you where it is. And it includes the different formats, including KMZ.KMZ format from Google Earth, which is a very, very practical format, because once you click on that, it opens Google Earth and takes you to the site immediately, you know, without having to search and with accuracy. So here we're trying, I'm looking at what is the missing field. So we all have, we have capacity, we have this one is done. We have the technical specifications, innovation, market size, the cost is given, the gender, the last milestone. So why is it still draft? Maybe because of this.
Innovation, market size is not there. The market size is not there.
Normally, it's not mandatory, so it should not be. It should not be still in draft format, but maybe something else is missing down the line. Let us see the project contacts. Okay, project contact is fine. We have the two, Mr. Apollo and Wilson. And maybe this one then.
No, Krishna, it's okay. It is draft because of the population size. I wanted the countries to indicate along the corridor what is the demography.
So you're waiting for that, but don't.
Yeah.
In case you're stuck with time, in case they don't reply, just do a put a note.
Do a rough estimate, because you'll know the villages or the towns around the path. Yeah. You sort of do a rough estimate of what you think the population that is going to be impacted is going to be. Yeah.
May I request Apollo? Apollo Kashanku. Apollo, please, I would request you and Wilson Njuki to please populate it, because this originated from me. But as being the rec, the countries are the ones with some of the pertinent information. Please populate and let me know, and then we'll submit it as...
Yeah, actually, maybe then. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a moment. Excuse me, Krishna.
Go on.
Just from what the ESA is saying, would you not want to also South Sudan, which director has got a spa? Would you not want to recruit them to put something?
Yes, they should include some information as well, because they're also part of the whole line.
The last segment terminates in South Sudan.
Yes. So
it may be difficult to get them, but just in case.
Yes. Yeah, but they should, because the cost relating to that portion of the line, they're the ones who know it. And they're the ones who will have the details in terms of the project related information.
Yes, and again,
of course, that will not delay them. sometimes it's difficult to get the information. If they are from Kenya and Uganda, which are the main countries, I think they shouldn't be delayed. But just in case they can get some from South Sudan.
Yes, and colleagues, again, I know you some of the task force members who will process these projects do not necessarily know. Please, can you mute your mic, please, if you're not speaking, please. So some of the many members actually do not have this detailed knowledge of the region. So this is why it's very, very important and helpful if you could upload a map, just any map actually. If you don't have Google Earth, Google Maps, just any kind of map that can at least give us an indication of what we're talking about, like Sudan and all that. That would be very helpful to understand. And second, what I wanted to say is that you could, for example, this message you just sent to Apollo, please, can you give us the data? A simple way of doing it would be actually adding a comment. Okay, additional document. So let me see where it is. I'm trying to find out where I can show you how to add this comment. Sorry. I need to go back to that project.
Charlie, there is someone waiting to enter the meeting. Can you please accept them?
Yes, Abdul, sorry.
Okay, so, this one? Yeah. Okay, so the comments, you can add a comment. So let us add it, let us show you how it works. So who would be adding the comment? Let's say I add a comment. Let's assume I am Jose. I say, Apollo, could you please indicate the approximate market size? Okay, and then you submit. So this goes, your comment has been captured, it will be published after moderation. So I receive a mail and I go on and activate it and it appears here. Then Apollo sees it, he goes and logs in and puts the information. So use this, please, since time is limited. And this is instead of, filtering mails and all the information about the project, all the comments, all the missing information, you can start using it. Actually, yes. So, that's it. Let me do it. I'm validating it now. So I'm just, can you see my screen activating it? No.
I can see a screen, Krishna, activating what?
Yeah, it's good. It's done.
Okay.
So now you see the comment has appeared. Apollo, could you please? And Apollo then can log in and reply, actually. Apollo could actually go here and reply on this thread of conversation. And... can reply, yes, please, the population is this so much. And let me show you Gilbert, for example. Gilbert Mighty asks us to add, then I can reply and say done. I can reply to Gilbert, say again, it will come back to me, I will moderate, and then it will appear here. So it's a lot of work for me, but don't worry, we used, and then please use this tool, actually. Every message I have to moderate, validate, but that's not an issue. Use this as a tool for communication. If you think, because the advantage is it's visible to all your colleagues, actually. unless it's something confidential you don't want to share. If it's something public, if it's a debate, if it's a question, then it's worth, it's easier to use this actually. Because everybody would now be focusing on this instead of, you know, looking at other sources. So maybe at this stage, colleagues, do you have any questions about the process, about the selection, about numbers, how many, the bigger process, the immediate process of submission, and criteria, etc.? Somebody has raised hands. Mr. Ali, go on, we listen to you. Ali
Mohamed. Bonjour, M. Krishna.
Allez-y en français, oui.
D'accord, vous m'entendez, j'espère.
Oui, je vous entends très bien.
D'accord. En fait, c'est pour si on veut supprimer un projet, comment on fait? Parce qu'on a comment dire, l'option de supprimer. Parce que là, par exemple, pour mon projet de One Stop on the Post, de Galafi,
oui.
Je crois que j'ai fait une répétition. C'est-à-dire
allons voir ce cas précis. Rappelez-moi, vous êtes dans quelle région? Allons le faire. Moi, je peux le faire, en fait. J'ai les...
Igad,
d'accord. On va voir tout de suite. Donc, pour chercher...
Ali.
Yeah. Oui.
Yes, I know about Galafi, and I did it. I updated the information and talked with Ephraim to remove the others.
But yeah, it's been removed. Yeah.
I made sure that a lot of information is in that submission. So I advised Ephraim. I'm always in contact with Ephraim.
Yeah.
Requested him. So there's only one Galafi now.
Yes.
Which I updated and which has all the information required.
D'accord.
Yeah, effectivement, Monsieur Sarr, j'ai vu. En fait, je suis en copie de toutes ces conversations entre Monsieur Zakaria et Ephraim. Effectivement, il a fait le nécessaire. Il a filtré, en fait. C'est ce qu'on vous demande aussi de faire. This is what we also ask you, colleagues. Please filter. If you see duplication, if you see obsolete projects that will not be retained, please let us know. Send us a mail, we'll remove it, we'll delete it. You probably don't have the right to delete it, but that's a precaution, actually. Otherwise, anybody can go ahead and start deleting projects. So inform us, we'll then we also know what is being done. Then we have a kind of a view, more control on the database. So, good question.
Excuse me, Krishna.
Sorry? Yeah, go on.
I also suggest because I'm seeing all the, you know, I'm seeing all the submissions being made, and I'm in contact with I'm in contact with the Ephraim.
Yes.
That not everybody should say that remove this or whatnot. Let
the rep should do this.
Let the rec advise.
Yes. No. When I say
colleagues, points in the rec.
Maybe I didn't stress it enough. I meant the REC colleagues, of course. The colleagues from the REC to do that mutual reconciliation across RECs. And then if you see duplication, like you've done, thank you for this, Mr. Kingori. You've done a great job. Try to filter, to rationalize so that the list we see is the real list, actually. So that's the first one.
Sure. Let the focal point, the focal point be the only one to say remove this add the... No. The member states' focal points can add a project, but I can
remove
it if there is another one or there's some information I can add. And if the project has already been submitted, I can advise the AUC and the NEPAD to remove it.
Exactly. And in any case, if ever we receive a request from a member state to remove, unless it's a very, very draft or somebody made a mistake, which is obvious, we can remove it, but we always copy you. And if it's a project, we always consult you. We ask you first. We always do this for all
perfect,
the rest.
Perfect.
We never go ahead. Anything which is done with member states, you are always copied. You've noticed this. The relevant rec is always copied so that they know what's happening, what's moving, what's being added, removed, etc. All the conversations, the recs are always copied.
In fact, I'm grateful to my, you know, the consultant in the infrastructure, Gilbert.
Yes.
Because he's the one who told me about the submission of the Galafi in French. I didn't know it was the same project. And I had to talk to Ephraim to remove because I had already inputted the information for the project.
Yes, this is where our colleagues from the EU consultants are being very helpful in trying to rationalize, read, put comments. But please, I invite you in the days that are left, please continue this process. You need now to really go project by project. And if you see things, you know, because mails, we receive 50 mails per day. You know, it's very difficult to track mails. The advantage of this discussion forum, the information, a trace remains. You can follow the discussion and everybody will see that this has been done. We don't need to do it.
No,
hello, okay. Krishna?
Yes, go on.
Yes, one question. Now, some of the...
I don't see who's speaking sometimes.
Oh, all right. My name is Michael Ochero. I'm the ICT representative for you.
Ah, okay.
And my question is in regard to the ICT projects. Now, you find they are actually subcomponents of some of the other major projects. So, for instance, where you have the ICT cable running, that you'll find the SGR, the railway line. So I don't know how we can capture that as we enter these ICT projects. Thank you.
Abdu, would you like to answer first and then I can complete this?
Okay, that's why it's an integrated project. If you have because there are two projects that can run parallel, because I think the fiber is there to also aid communication in terms of the SDR. And also it's there to also extend the network in terms of data and voice to the surrounding area. That actually gives you more a comprehensive ranking, especially when you comes into the integrated corridor approach. Because here you have two infrastructure running on the same corridor. So it's either they are a joint project or isolated. It's a similar project. We have the Trans-Saharan gas pipeline running from Algeria. We have a road network and we have a sort of a fiber network also running in the same corridor. So it depends on whether it's an integrated project or the individual projects running in the corridor. So the only time I can advise you if I see the documents to know that whether they are integrated, it's one project. And that's virtually the sign of PIDA projects because they're supposed to be integrated and the infrastructure running on the same corridor.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
The advantage is that they also use the same.
Hello? Yes, maybe one at a time.
Hello?
Who is speaking?
The other advantage for a fiber running alongside the railway,
yes,
is that they you know, if there's compensation to be done to the use of land, they use the same corridor and you don't have to compensate two times.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
So you prepare the project once.
Yeah. Dr. Dafala, let's hear from you. You're the ICT expert. Yeah.
Actually, the railway, they need the communication system. And nowadays, they put the optical fiber. Same like the electric grid. They also overhead optical fiber. And this is really has some protection and so on. But it is up to the country. And normally they have it as one project. For the electricity, they have it with the cable, with all the transmission equipment, all is one. So
yes.
It is a two system, but not coming with the ICT. But if they have an infrastructure sharing agreement with another telecom operator, then that telecom operator can enter in. But normally it is one project with optical fiber for railway and for electricity. But some people are using it. For example, between Sudan and Ethiopia, they are discussing to use the power line, the cable over the power line, to have it as an alternative for the direct buried optical fiber.
Okay. Who is speaking?
Hosea,
yeah, go on.
In this particular case, it will be a single project because the SGR, for example, from Nairobi to Naivasha has already been constructed. So if we are going to have an ICT fiber cable, it will be a separate project, but utilizing the corridor already established by the SGR. The SGR corridor is already 70 meters wide, so it can easily accommodate a fiber. All they need to do is to sign an agreement between the Railway Corporation and the ICT agency to utilize the corridor of the railway. So it will be a single project because the SGR is already being done as a separate, but it will be within the same corridor.
That's brilliant. So that gives us what we're talking about, the integrated corridor, because you're already using an infrastructure corridor to develop another infrastructure. So the ratings will be high because it's sharing the same corridor.
Thank you, Abdu, for this. I can see John Kiria wants to intervene on this. Please go on.
Yes, just word on the SGR already that is coming all the way from Mombasa already has fiber that is being utilized by the Railway Corporation themselves. It's only that the fiber is now just solely being utilized by railway. And now any other person now wanting to utilize it is just a commercial agreement. So already the facility to pull fiber is already there. There is already fiber existing for use by the railway. So it's just a matter of now having the right of use by any other person wanting operator. To utilize the resource.
Krishna.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Maybe Dr. Dafala will confirm. You see, the biggest telecoms operators are the electricity companies and the railway companies. They have a big capacity of fiber, which they are not utilizing. Mm-hmm. They're just utilizing for their controls, but the excess dark fiber is not being utilized at all.
Exactly. And I can actually give you an example which is relevant in the eastern region. In my country, Mauritius, the utility since for decades had fiber optics at the core of the high transmission networks, at the core of the high tension lines. And recently they set up a FiberNet broadband carrier company to offer bulk broadband services to carry data for telecom operators through their electricity transmission network. So this is an example of how utilities can generate more revenue from the ICT broadband or carrier high volume traffic.
And facilitate the integration and connectivity of the African continent.
Yes.
Also, the other thing, Chair, is I think let's push for smart infrastructure.
Yes.
Because once you put this infrastructure at once, it also saves the cost.
Exactly.
And one of the key ways to actually catalyze economic development in the region is if we are able to utilize the digital economy, which I think we should be a component of what we are talking about. Yes. So if you are doing a road, push for a smart road, which has also now the communication infrastructure there. If it's a power line, let it be smart. Also have a component of communication there. So if it's a railway, let it be smart. So if we push for smart infrastructure, it will also now support the digital economy that can actually facilitate even the region to be able to achieve its objectives faster.
Yes. Thank you for this, John. Actually, we did organize a dedicated thematic webinar on digitalization across sectors. Those of you who missed it, you can still go on the website, go in the, actually, let me show you. if you go to events, webinar, you will have the remaining ones. But here in the past webinars, you will see somewhere there is a digitalization one. I don't remember the date, but it's somewhere here. And you can listen to the recording. We record all the sessions, so you can listen to the whole conversation and if you miss any of them. Okay, so one question I have for Michael, this project you're mentioning, so I guess there's no need for a different submission. I understand it's already there. So Michael?
Yes.
So because of what we just said, there's no need to add a new project, it's already included in that existing project there.
I would say yes.
It's a separate project. He needs to put it on because the SDR is already functional and it's operating. It depends on who's doing the project, whether it's a government project or whether it's a private sector project.
So let's take this case, Michael. Can you remind us which organization you're from?
Oh, I'm the ICT focal person for Uganda, Ministry of ICT.
And in that case, under which rec this would be?
Now that is ESC.
Okay. So,
Krishna, see, it can be a facilitation whereby they can connect direct to the landing point in Mombasa and then run it straight down. Nothing to do with this thing. It can be an access point for Uganda itself.
You mean?
But then the other countries can benefit from that. But it can be a landing point for the hinterland, this thing. But let's just see the project documents and see how it's been framed.
So again, Michael, I will make sure you are you registered on the website? Yes, I see you. I saw you. You are registered.
Yes.
Okay. So we will give you. I will check the access right. We can do this. Let's see. I'll make you national focal point, so you can go ahead and put that project.
Okay.
So you already are. See, you already are national focal point, so you can go ahead and submit your project. It becomes visible, and initiate a conversation with EAC,
and Dr. Dafala as well.
Dr. Dafala. And if you need help, you can just post your question. In any case, it comes to me for moderation. So I'm sure I will get it. I will see. And if I need to send it to the other people, to Abdu, to Dr. Dafala, I'll do this so that they can, because now time is of the essence. We cannot wait for, yes. Go on.
Okay.
Somebody? This is from some of the comments posted under the Songwe River Basin.
Mr. Gabriel? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I can hear you, Gabriel Kalinga speak.
Kalinga, yeah. You want to say something? You want to intervene?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I've just joined, so I was trying to catch up on what you are discussing. I'm coming from the Songwe River Basin Development Program.
Okay. So in the water sector, you from which? So you're in the, you are part of the river basin. Hello? Hello. I think we can't. Can you hear me? Can you still hear me? Is there a problem in communication?
Yes, Krishna, I can hear you.
So I think we've lost Kalinga. There was a problem in the communication. Maybe we'll catch up when he can get communication back. Dr. Dafala, hands raised. Do you want to say something, or is it we already intervened?
Understand the one for Uganda, is the optical fiber that is going to be standalone or or with the railway. If it is a standalone, yes, then he can have an access to the landing point station at Mombasa and so on, because they have the entity behind that one should have a license for the operation in Uganda. Then that is the one going to give them the eligibility to join the landing station and buy capacity from the international submarine cables. But if it is to the railway only and go there, that might not be possible. It needs some work, agreements here and there. Unless they have, I have seen in some Southern African countries, like electricity company in one of the Southern African countries, they have operating license carrier of carrier, and they sell capacities to the operators. And then the operators in
Malawi. Malawi, yes. Eskom does that in Malawi.
Yes, yes, yes. And that is a good idea because it generates more money for the electricity company.
Yes, thank you, Dr.
Yeah.
So maybe Mr. Kalinga, are you back? We were talking and then we lost you. Mr. Kalinga? Hello?
Hello? Oui?
Kalinga? Yes.
Hello, it's Mr. Djibouti. Hello?
Yes, yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, c'est moi from Djibouti.
Rappelez-moi votre nom, vous êtes appelé comment? Comment vous appelez?
Oui, oui, je suis Omar Wahi Baref de Djibouti.
Ok, ok, bienvenue. Ouais.
Oui, oui, from Minister of Transport. Je voulais poser une question à M. Ngori.
Oui.
Et la validation des projets, il y a un projet, vous pouvez regarder, un Hall Highway, un projet de l'IRMP IGAD. Dans les projets régionaux de l'IGAD, il y a un projet qui concerne le corridor de Djibouti-Éthiopie qui s'appelle Hall et Addis Ababa Highway.
Oui.
Vous l'avez vu?
Attendez, on va voir.
Oui.
Docteur, Mr. Zakaria, are you aware about this project our colleague from Djibouti is mentioning?
Oui, oui.
Okay, let us filter. Right? So Eastern Africa.
I really submitted that project. Djibouti, Hall, Al-Sabia, Interere.
Okay.
I submitted that project.
Okay, d'accord.
Voilà, c'est un projet qui est là depuis pratiquement 10 ans. C'est un vieux projet, c'est pour connecter encore de Toupé à travers le sud. On revient sur la route de Galilée. Je voulais, parce qu'au niveau des différents steps de ce projet PIBAPAP 2, et je ne comprends pas pourquoi c'est qui valide. C'est nous qui validons, c'est les États membres, Member 7 qui valident ou c'est l'IGAD qui valide?
C'est l'IGAD qui doit valider.
D'accord, mais on lui a envoyé hier des modifications sur le coût du projet, sur la capacité des marchés et sur une certaine information complète. Il doit tenir compte de ça. Si l'IGAD valide, pourquoi vous les invitez?
Pourquoi vous
invitez les Member States?
Non, mais la session, ce n'est pas seulement pour valider. La session, c'est aussi pour soumettre les projets. C'est une session générale.
Non, c'est parce qu'on lui a envoyé il y a depuis 5 jours des modifications. Pour une fois que le PIDAPAP l'a rempli, on a envoyé des modifications. Et dans la dernière présentation, je vois que M. Kingori n'a pas tenu compte des modifications.
Attendez. Allons voir le projet. Donnez-moi une seconde. Donnez-moi le titre. Quel est le titre du projet?
Krishna.
Yeah.
Can you translate?
Yeah.
What does he say?
He's saying that, okay, yes. Basically he's saying that he sent you some modifications to be made, which he couldn't see actually. They were not made. So can you guide me? Is it this one? Which one is it? Can you give me the name? The number?
Djibouti Hall.
Al-Sabiye,
voilà.
Ok, attendez, mais je ne l'ai pas vu encore, attendez. Donc, aidez-moi à le chercher, il est où? Vous le voyez sur la liste, là? Je le fais défiler, là.
Voilà.
Hein? Lequel? Dites-moi le numéro.
Non, parce que justement, c'est sur la partie coût du projet, sur le coût du projet.
Non, mais je cherche le projet sur la liste.
The cost of the project and the capacity of the market. C'est des informations et d'autres informations économiques. On a procédé à des modifications.
D'accord. Bon, déjà, je n'arrive pas à retrouver sur le site.
Donc, je vais lui renvoyer. On va réenvoyer à M. Zakaria pour qu'ils tiennent compte de ces modifications avant la transmission, avant la finalisation du projet.
Monsieur, écrivez Djibouti, vous allez avoir le projet.
Voilà.
Ah, trié par member state, ok.
On n'arrive pas à voir votre écran d'ailleurs.
Non, mais on va le réenvoyer. Je vais le renvoyer à PIDAPAP 2 et le renvoyer à Zakaria pour qu'on.
Ah, voilà, je l'ai vu. D'accord. Il fallait trier par pays, vous avez raison.
Voilà.
Voilà le projet.
Krishna.
Yes.
Krishna.
Yes. Go on.
I hope the member states, because these are focal points, they can be able to get to the PIDAPAP if they are registered. They can register, get to the PIDAPAP, and feed the information on the project I've submitted or submit another one. Okay. Then we'll validate. That's how okay. We are supposed to do it.
Okay.
So
okay.
They are supposed to also be able to unleash the submissions.
Okay. We'll do this right now so I can see this project. You are the contact point, and I can see a second one here, which is Mr. Omar Wahib, conseiller ministre, etc. Okay, fair enough. Then this is the project, and this is what he's talking about. Alors, monsieur, rappelez-moi, monsieur, votre nom.
I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it in the. You have not put it. I can't see it.
No, I'm sharing.
48. It's not in the screen.
I'm sharing.
You're not sharing it.
I'm not sharing my screen. The
project is,
The project is number 48.
You're the not project.
Okay, wait.
Number 48, Kingori.
No, I'm not. I'm not going back there. I hope Krishna can put it in the screen.
Can you see now? Okay. Can you see?
Yes, I can see Djibouti City. I submitted it. Djibouti City, Horhol, and Sabia Galilee. Yes.
Okay. Can you see the screen now?
Yes.
Okay. So now you can see. Sorry, I didn't. Please let me know when you don't see, because on my it's showing sharing screen. I'm sharing. So if anything, if you lose it, please let me know, because I don't know at the end. So here we see that something is missing. Alors, rappelez-moi le collègue du Djibouti. Rappelez-moi, vous êtes toujours là, monsieur?
Oui, excusez-moi, Monsieur Krishna, je suis toujours de Djibouti, mais ce n'est pas Monsieur Omar. On a une coupure d'électricité ici.
Ah, ok.
Donc, là, je ne vois pas votre écran, mais la modification qu'on devait faire ici, c'était que le size market, au fait, qu'on avait pris, c'était exactement la population, comment dire, éthiopienne. Donc, 110 millions d'habitants. Donc, alors que c'est marqué 10 millions.
Ah, donc il fallait mettre 110 millions.
D'accord. Donc là, c'est la première remarque.
Mon collègue,
et la deuxième remarque, c'est le coût qui est d'ailleurs de 112 millions exactement et non pas de 80 millions.
D'accord.
Voilà. Donc, comme on n'arrive pas à modifier…
Ben, il fallait… attendez, on va régler tout ça là. Alors déjà, on va mettre 110 millions ici. Et ici, combien? 112 millions?
118 millions pour le financement et 110 millions pour la taille du marché.
D'accord, c'est fait. Les deux sont faits. Maintenant, par contre, ce qu'il faut faire, c'est… je veux comprendre pourquoi vous ne pouvez pas le faire, ça. Le point focal national, c'est qui?
Sur mon écran, je ne peux pas éditer parce que c'est un projet qui est déjà soumis. Donc, c'est comme si je ne pouvais pas aller à l'arrière. Par contre, pour le premier projet du One Stop of the Post, là, j'ai edit et je peux toujours modifier. Mais pour
celui de Horhol. Parce que vous êtes propriétaire. En fait, c'est quand vous avez soumis, vous pouvez éditer votre projet. Dans ce cas, voilà. Il faut passer par le point de contact, donc M. Zakaria, qui doit faire les changements. D'accord. Bon, peut-être qu'il y a eu des problèmes de langage. Hein. Je concède que français, anglais, tout ça, ce n'est pas très facile à communiquer probablement des fois. Donc,
excuse me, Krishna.
Yes, go on.
Now, the project financial is about 118 million.
Yeah, it's done. I've already changed it.
But what about if you go to the technical specification of the project? I think we also need to edit there. Maybe Omar needs to specify something. Because 71 kilometers costing a lot of money. That's a lot of money for 71 kilometer road.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, okay, no, I think we will not get, I mean, we can go in these technical details, 71 kilometer road, etc. here. How long is the road actually? This is a very important piece of information.
That's what I'm saying. When they change on the money and everything, they should look at the project in totality to ensure that everything is captured.
Okay. Mr. Mighty. Yeah, Mr. Krishna.
Let me just comment there.
Yes, Mr. Mighty.
Hello. Let me comment.
Excuse-moi. C'est Monsieur Omar. Tu sais, pour le c'est plus une. Il faut ajouter la partie. You know, and le projet va démarrer à Daez. Le projet va démarrer à PK12, R18. Le projet a légèrement été modifié parce qu'il va démarrer à PK12. Et après, il va revenir sur la route de Hall Hall. Donc, il y a à peu près 8 km qu'on n'a pas tenu compte dans le projet.
Monsieur Ali, attendez. Je commence à comprendre quelque chose là. Hein. Si c'est vous qui avez toutes les informations, c'est ça, Monsieur Ali Mohamed Sandla, c'est vous qui avez les informations sur ce projet.
Oui. Au fait,
il y a deux personnes qui suivent ce projet canadien.
On est deux personnes à suivre le projet.
D'accord. Mais pourquoi est-ce que vous ne faites pas tous ces changements? On va essayer de le faire tout de suite là. Hein.
Permettez-moi de faire le changement canadien.
Voilà. Si vous nous permettez de faire le changement, c'est-à-dire du PIDA.
Ouais.
Si du PIDA, je vous le dis sur l'écran, moi je ne peux pas faire de modification.
Attendez une seconde. Vous êtes monsieur Sandla, c'est qui est l'autre monsieur? Quel est l'autre nom?
C'est monsieur Omar Wahib.
Conseiller des chargés de transport.
Ah là, d'accord. Est-ce que vous êtes enregistré sur le site déjà? Qui est enregistré?
Oui.
Bien sûr, bien. Tous les deux sont enregistrés, monsieur.
Allez, c'est moi qui vais les déposer. On va voir tout de suite. Comment vous écrivez Wahib?
W-A-H-I-B.
Seconde.
Excuse me, Krishna.
Yes.
I would request that you enable the focal points from member states.
I'm trying to do this, but then I realize.
Can be able to, please, because that will make our work easier, so that they can be able to put the information that is collected.
Actually, most of them are already enabled. Let's have a look.
Why didn't they add it then? I need them to add it. But
let me check, please, one second. So if we look at country here, from Eastern Africa, okay. Eastern country, okay. So these are the 61 users, and let's look at Djibouti.
I can see Mohammed. I've seen Mohammed here, number three.
Okay, yes, Mohammed is number three, he's national focal point. So Mohammed, you can go on and do it.
What about Omar?
Omar is good.
And also Omar.
Omar is not registered. Omar is not registered.
I need them to ensure that all the projects for Djibouti, transboundary projects are included.
Yes. Mr. Omar, but that's the problem.
But for us to validate.
Mr. Omar, you should register. Vous n'êtes pas enregistré, Monsieur Omar, c'est ça le souci, il faut s'enregistrer.
Ah oui, d'accord. Enregistrez-moi alors maintenant.
Non, mais c'est à vous de le faire, vous devez donner vos passes, tout ça. Pardon?
Oui, je vais le faire parce qu'on travaille directement avec Alassane, c'est sur les modifications.
Donc, j'invite tous les points focaux, la première chose à faire, c'est de s'enregistrer. On vous donne et vous allez voir la plupart des gens. En fait,
Monsieur Krishna, moi je suis enregistré, j'ai un mot de passe et j'ai exactement accès à ce système.
Mais vous n'avez, vous ne pouvez pas faire de changement.
Par exemple, quand je vais sur les projets proposés et que je mets chercher, je mets Djibouti, apparaît d'ailleurs pour moi les différents projets proposés par Djibouti. D'accord ? Donc, je ne peux pas, par exemple, modifier parce que c'est marqué éditer pour le projet de One Stop the Post de Galafi et le One Stop the Post de Balho. Si vous arrivez à voir, vous avez là tout de suite, tout à l'heure, vous avez une simulation, vous avez fait un truc de Djibouti, un centre de données. Vous avez vu? Donc ce projet passe en premier, c'est le numéro 1. Ensuite, vous avez le poste frontalier commun de Balho. En deux et en trois,
un autre projet de Balhou. C'est la répétition dont je vous parlais tout à l'heure. Mm-hmm. Et en, à la fin, en quatrième position, vous avez le One Stop the Post de Galafi. Donc, pour les trois premiers projets, j'ai toujours la main, je peux toujours éditer, c'est-à-dire modifier. Mais par contre, pour le tout dernier, je ne peux pas modifier parce que le paramètre édité n'apparaît pas.
Alors, voilà. On va essayer de comprendre pourquoi vous n'avez pas accès. On va essayer de comprendre ça. Il y a une raison très simple.
Oui.
Il y a toujours une raison, il faut toujours comprendre. Alors, allons voir ces projets. Donc, on est en Afrique de l'Est, il y a 52 projets. Allons trier par région, non, par pays. On parle de Djibouti, là. Hein. Tout est sur Djibouti?
Bien sûr.
Allez, on va voir Djibouti. Donc, si on vient sur les 52 projets Djibouti, alors ici.
Ils n'ont pas édité, on n'a pas envoyé la carte sur
Balhou. Voilà. Voilà les projets Djibouti. Alors, celui que j'ai mis, le 2000, là, ça, je vais l'effacer. Il y a All All, qu'on vient de voir. Ça, c'est celui-là que vous n'avez pas accès. Lequel voilà. Vous avez accès? Dites-moi lequel celui vous avez accès.
Les trois autres, on a accès, c'est-à-dire le
Balhou, vous avez accès. Allons voir pourquoi vous avez accès, Balhou.
C'est pas validé.
Repetition for Balhou.
Ah, ben voilà pourquoi vous avez accès. Parce que Balhou, vous êtes propriétaire du projet. Regardez. Balhou, c'est vous le propriétaire, le owner. En fait, c'est simple. En fait, vous savez, le problème, voilà le problème. Oui. Le problème, c'est que si on laissait tout le monde accéder à n'importe quoi, ben n'importe qui viendrait changer. Il n'y a que le propriétaire du projet, vous, ou M. Wahid, le deuxième contact, ou le supérieur du projet, c'est-à-dire M. Zakaria. Parce que là, vous avez dit que c'est un projet de… quel est le REC ici?
C'est le REC, c'est IGAD. C'est IGAD.
IGAD. Donc, Zakaria a accès, parce que lui, c'est lui qui va valider. Forcément, il a accès. Donc, voilà la raison pour laquelle… Ben, c'est simple. En fait, c'est parce que M. Wahib n'est pas enregistré. Parce que l'autre projet, M. Wahib, est aussi propriétaire. Le All All.
Oui, d'accord. Oui.
Donc, demandez à M. Wahid, bon, si jamais il n'arrive toujours pas, envoyez un mail tout de suite, on va régler ce problème. Mais voilà l'explication, en fait. Ce n'est il n'y a que le propriétaire qui peut changer. C'est logique quand même, non?
On va juste envoyer les commentaires by mail à M. Kingori, Zakaria.
Oui, et puis et il fera le nécessaire.
Voilà. Merci beaucoup. Merci encore.
Merci. Okay, so I think we're sorry, guys, colleagues. We maybe let me translate this. Maybe this will be helpful.
Yes.
Actually, what happened is that in Djibouti, for example, the reason why Mr. Sanlas Ali Mohamed couldn't have access to, he had access to two projects but not to the other one, simply because he was not the owner of the other projects. So if we look here, okay. I need to let me go back. Let me show you. Let me go to the 52 projects. Let me sort. It's already sorted. So here is the. Okay, let me sort by country, member state. Okay. So if we look at. Oh la la. If we look here.
Oh.
Okay, here. So, Hol, he didn't have access, but Balhou, he had access. Why? Because simply because in Balhou, border post, time. If you look at Balhou, Mr. Sanlas is the main contact, the owner of the project. So, he has full rights to change. But if you go back to the whole project, he's not owner, he's not there, so he cannot change somebody else's project. But Mr. Wahid could have, but he was not registered.
Okay,
that's the reason. So in that case, if he's not, then the other owner, which is you, Mr. Zakaria, has to do it. So two solutions: either Mr. Wahid registers and does it, or you as the REC owner, you go ahead and do it. So that's why it's always good, actually, to ensure, because let me explain something here. Suppose you had forced somebody, actually you had forced Mr. White or somebody else to
from the member state to actually do it, then he could have done his changes, but you could still, because of your REC status, have access to it. You see? You see what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
For example, if both Sanlas and Wahid were owners, any one of them could have done the changes, but you also would have had the right to do the changes because you are higher up in the access rights. That's why it's important, as you said, let the at least the member state owner, at least one of them has to be has to own the project.
This is very well noted, and I think going forward, because we want them to quite participate. And but what about submissions? We want the focal points to submit. I think they should register themselves so that they can be able also to submit projects which we can will validate.
But this is what we've been saying since the beginning. We've been asking, we've done the mailings. In many cases, our database was not complete. So we've been doing this over since April, May, June. But now is the time that really we need to, you know, zoom in just to focus on these key people you need. Contact them directly. Copy us. We'll make sure they are registered. We'll give them all the rights. So they can go ahead. We can assist them with their submission like we're doing now. In the last resort, we can actually just input the project if you have a very, very, I would say, network difficulties. Let's say somebody has a very poor network and he cannot do submission, we can assist. Okay, so I think we're towards the end of this session. Shali, do you have any questions in the chat box?
Oh, Krishna, I think this was a live session for
live session, talking. Exactly, an online hands-on session. So, yeah. Colleagues, any of you have any difficulties like we've treated today? Why you what is preventing you from submitting projects, from completing projects so that it's no longer in the GOV status, and then from validating projects for the RECs? We are open now. Please ask your question. We still have some time to answer, to clarify all these issues, so that this is the last webinar for the Eastern region. We'll still be in touch. You can write to us anytime, call us anytime, but we will not have time as a group, actually. Let's make the most of it. If you need to ask questions where you can benefit from the other colleagues, from the experts, the task force members, the member states and RECs who are all together today, please ask your question.
Krishna, can yes. I say something?
Yes, Munga, go on.
Yes. You know, I was actually looking at some of the projects in the region, you know, particularly those relating to energy. You know, you'll find that most of the information is filled in, but, you know, information around, for instance, gender procurement actions and project financial, like that is the CAPEX. You know, it says that to be determined by ongoing feasibility study.
Yes.
You know, so I'm a bit concerned around that. I'll make an example, for instance. Just look at the...
Give me an example.
Look at the Rongai Kilcross line, transmission line, East Africa.
Which one?
Just go down.
Which number?
It's 10. Let me. It's
Rongai.
Yeah, that's 10. Just look at that. That's an example.
Yeah.
Then you choose on the strategic. Yeah. And then go down. You know, here, the project financials and the gender procurement.
You're right.
You know,
right.
This will impact, you know, like I've seen a number of projects like that.
Yeah.
It will impact on the, you know, so I'm not sure you know, what's the view of the project developers around that? Because they say that the actions, you know, will be determined by ongoing feasibility study.
Yeah, but this is where actually we explain during training. We've explained this number of times.
Yes, in the webinars. Exactly.
We've told them that this is the intended action. And as it is, if it's left like this, but this will score 0 or 1, I think. No action is 1.
Exactly. So it will impact on the scores, exactly. Even if the project is good.
And this carries fairly, I think, 10% weight. So this is the first issue. But members, please note that these are intended actions. So as long as you are, it's compatible with the sector. I mean, if you're in the transmission line sector, obviously it has to be a procurement action, which is related, and also
Krishna, you know, some the examples of the gender procurement actions are stated in one of the documents.
Yes.
You know, the documents. Yes.
Yeah.
Stated that there are examples that
yes.
they can use. You know,
yes.
at least it's a commitment on the project that they will do this kind of action. Because if they are not there, you know, they are, the gender part is one of the critical criteria of the yes. of the integrated corridor approach.
Exactly. So, colleagues,
the project finance will also impact the job creation. If it's not there, we can't calculate the job creation aspect of the project.
Yes, not only job creation, but carbon emissions also.
Yes, yes. So, and I think they should look at similar projects and maybe even estimate the cost per kilometer of the line in terms of the voltage and things like that.
Yes.
There should be an estimation given. We don't expecting that this is going to be the exact or the right figure. But they should just estimate and give a ballpark so that at least they won't lose the mark.
Yeah, because in this case, go on.
Krishna?
Yes.
Krishna?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, yes, go on. Jonas.
Just Jonas, on this cost issue,
yeah.
on the cost issue,
yeah.
most of the transboundary projects have associated costs. For example, at Songwe, it's a $501 million project. But the mm-hmm. study has been done in 2003, not now. So there will be an inflation attached to it. So it's better if they put the cost as of 2003, for example. For example, for Doha, or for Dawa, or for Mimu, which I'm preparing now, the cost is $61.7 million. But as of 2017,
yes.
not now.
That's a very good point.
It will help the decision makers.
That's a very good point, Dr. Yunus. So, two things actually. I would when you put the cost estimate, please say for what it is, because in many cases we see $1 or $2 million, which is obviously for the study, not for the project. So please say exactly what does this cost cover, and also this new information of when. What is the date of this estimation? If it's 10 years old, then we know we have an indication of how to scale it up. To make it more relevant to the current costs, and the danger with the leaving these things open is that then this will put a lot of work on the task force, and obviously they could tend to take a conservative estimate, which would tend to penalize the project, because in this case it's a 600 kilometer 400 kV double circuit line. If you have benchmarks, and the best place to have these benchmarks are the countries, actually. The utilities who have done similar projects in their countries, they can then go in their database and get these benchmarks, and just, actually, they can even say this is a benchmark. So they can give the information here from a similar project carried out in such and such date. We have an approximate cost of so many million dollars per kilometer. They can qualify the cost, actually. Instead of just giving a figure there.
That Krishna, helped us.
Yes.
Jose from ESC, yes.
Yes.
I'm aware of this project. And I was hoping that Mr. Keter from Kenya would have been on board to clarify. It is one of the 35 projects we are submitting. The information we got during the technical committee meeting was that a feasibility study had been done on the Kenyan side.
Okay.
So it is a cross-border project with three countries, but apparently there are no details on the other countries. What we can do is to project the cost estimate based on the feasibility study
yes.
results on the Kenyan line.
Exactly.
And using the kilometers on the Tanzania and Uganda sides, the whole project estimate can be worked out. So this is something we'll do before submission.
Yes.
As
before
ESP
validation, actually. Before validation.
Yes.
But please don't leave everything for the last day, because you'll end up having to validate 50 projects. Maybe you won't have time to do such kind of in-depth, value addition and correction and quality control. So, and this is also a remark, actually, as I said earlier, ECOWAS has done a different approach, actually. They have validated most of their projects, actually. There's very, very few. If you look at ECOWAS, you will see green. Most of it is green, because they are proceeding and just clearing one by one and validating them so they can focus on the rest. But in the eastern region, we have the additional difficulty of multiple recs. So first, this I understand you're doing first this first level of coordination to get to avoid the duplicates, to avoid all that. But once you're done with this, please finish with this as soon as possible. And then you can then, it's very clear, for example, if EGAD appears as the rec, then EGAD focuses on these ones. And if ESC can focus on where ESC name appear. For example, Rongai would be an ESC project. And then ESC can go on and do this what we just discussed about the cost, upgrade this and just validate it.
Looks but like this, we'll have to burn the midnight oil or something like that.
Yes, it looks like. But then this is the whole point. I mean, we've been talking to you since, a long time. So please now try to use the best you can, the remaining days and nights, as you say, and try to. But the simple way of doing it is to start with the easy ones, the one where you just need to just read through it, maybe ask one question, clarify one, upgrade one figure, just go ahead and validate it. Then it becomes green. Then you know that you only have so many left. And they, if ECOWAS, I've seen this with ECOWAS, actually. I've seen them progressing. Every day they validate two or three projects only. But over 2 weeks, they validated 24 projects already. So don't leave everything to the end. Do it on a very progressive basis. Tackle the easy ones first. The ones which are fairly complete, get them validated, then you can focus your attention on whatever remains, actually. Don't wait for other things, Ultimately, the rec has to do that final click button, the step 4 validation. That belongs to the rec. So please to try to start early, start doing this coordination and validation as from tomorrow, tonight, whatever. Please start this as early as possible, because that's a lot of projects, and you have the highest number of projects. You have 52. ECOWAS only has 29. So you have the hardest work, actually. The Eastern region has 52 projects like this to validate.
Krishna.
We'll do our best. Yes. We'll do our best.
Yes, please. But if you
I'm start, sure.
Yes, go on. Shali?
Sorry, Krishna. I was just going to say, I'm not sure if Mr. Gabriel Kalinga was able to make an intervention because he wanted to address.
Yeah, I remember. We lost him. What happened? Is he still on?
Is he
still connected? Yeah. We lost him somewhere.
Yes.
Mr. Gabriel.
Mr. Gabriel, you are connected.
Mr. Gabriel?
He said he wanted to highlight on the Tanzania-Malawi Transboundary Songwe River Development Program. The project is Lower Songwe Dam and Hydropower Plant. And he's asking if he can be given a chance.
Of course.
I'm not sure.
Please talk. Send him a message, actually, because I think he has a bandwidth, a data, a communication problem. Tell him that we, unless Jonas, do you know this problem? Can you? This project, can you talk about this?
Yes, I am aware of this project.
In fact, I have the full feasibility study,
yeah,
a copy of it, but mm-hmm. it was done in 2003. I'm not sure whether it has been updated. So there are a cascade of dams on Songwe River. Okay. Yeah, on Songwe. So I think Mr. Gabriel is trying to tell us that it is only one of the dams maybe he's referring to, the lower Songwe Dam.
I can see your comment.
Yes. I commented on it, yes.
Yeah, I see that. Thank you.
So Pamela, whether the investment on all three dams or only on one of the dams, we just wanted to highlight that one, I think.
Ah, this project costs, whether it's on the three dams or on one dam. Okay, okay.
Yes.
So is do we have the owners, Pamela Temu or Chikongi? From Malawi or Tanzania? Do we have the owners on connected today? No. Pamela? I think she was there. Pamela was there earlier. Charlie, is she, I think she has
yes.
left.
Yes, I think she has left, but she was okay. on before.
Yeah, so maybe we can.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, you're there?
I think Mr. Kalinga is in. Pamela is out for a few minutes. She'll be back. Okay. But if Mr. Kalinga is there, he can
we
talk about the project.
We invited Mr. Kalinga. Please go on. We listen to you.
I think he has.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Kalinga.
Yes.
This is Kalinga speaking, acting executive secretary of the Songwe River Basin Commission.
Yes.
This project we are talking about here is the Lower Songwe Dam Hydropower Plant project. The project is part of several projects, a big program, a transboundary program between Tanzania and Malawi. There are several projects, but the key project is the Lower Songwe Dam and Hydropower Plant project, which has already been designed to the detailed level after the feasibility study being done. What is waiting for is only to get financial resources for implementation. This dam, actually, the objective of it being very important to these two governments is that it serves as a multi-purpose project, whereby it will cater for flood control in areas of the lower flood plain of the Songwe River. Songwe River is part of the boundary between Tanzania and Malawi. Now, in those areas where there are so much floods happening, people lose their lives due to floods during rainy season. But also they lose a lot of their properties, and the environment normally becomes not friendly for them to do human activities for development over there and social activities. Mm-hmm. But also there are some areas where the river banks are weak. The river changes the course. Changing the course of the river being a boundary, it means that one of the country loses land to the other country, and okay. also immovable properties, and the citizenship of the people have to change their citizenship, and all those. So the government decided that this project should be implemented so that as a key will be solving the issue of flooding. The other benefit out of that is that there's a potential to develop hydropower production, which will be generating 108.1.2 megawatts. Once this is generated, it will be connected into the national grid of Tanzania and Malawi, but part of which also will be for rural electrification within the Songwe River Basin itself, for the people, the inhabitants who are living there. But also, after producing power, water will be directed to irrigation potential areas where there's a potential of 6,200 hectares for irrigation development for rice and other crops. But also part of the water will be diverted to the water supply system for the Kasumulu and Songwe border post, the border areas or the small towns, including the small including villages within the Songwe River as
it goes into the Lake Nyasa, Lake Malawi. So this project also within the reservoir which will be created, which is 10 square kilometers, it will also provide a good environment for fisheries development, and the hydropower to be sold will bring more development to the people within the basin, because this Lower Songwe Dam is one of the three dams whose feasibility study was done to the detailed level. But the the detailed feasibility has been done to the cost estimated for the project is $577 million. So in a nutshell, I think this is important to inform you, but also there are other benefits apart from those benefits I've mentioned, because it will also, with the two other dams being three at the end, it means we can create also a good environment for tourism development in those areas. So the governments have been looking for financial resources so that this project can be implemented. And once this is implemented, the other projects which are dependent to this dam can also be implemented. That is the irrigation development, the rural electrification, and also fisheries development, tourism.
Okay, so... No, this is very.
And they are all dependent on the Lower Songwe Dam and Hydro.
Okay, thank you for this very valuable contribution. No, I think this is a very, very, very interesting project, and maybe we can spend some. There, as you can see, Jonas has made some comments here. And if we look at the let us comment on this. You see, gender procurement actions to be populated. This is what my colleague actually Monga was referring to, and what you just described to us is a perfect project. You mentioned water supply, you mentioned rural electrification, you mentioned rice production, irrigation, you mentioned climate flood control. So on the procurement actions, I think this is a typical project, a very easy project where you can list at least 5-6 gender procurement actions whereby the population, the rural population in terms of electrification, etc., could benefit from this project. Then if we look at market size again, to be populated. And what you just described to us is a fantastic, opportunity to say that this project will benefit, will give electricity to people, water to people. And how would you, let's take a simple example, actually. You could actually, in this multipurpose dam, say that the 180 megawatts is going to serve an estimated population of, 40,000 people, out of which 30,000 urban, 10,000 rural. Then you can say we are going to irrigate 30,000 hectares of land, which is going to benefit 2,000 small farmers. Then you can say we can provide water supply to a population estimated to this much. Obviously, there's an overlap, but then this gives an idea of the market size. Then let's look at the 8 criteria, actually. The 8 criteria, this project looks like a perfect project.
Indeed, we can just, yeah.
Maybe somebody can.
I wanted to add something more.
Yes, go on, Mr. Kalinga, go on.
Yeah, I wanted to also say that already, as a preparatory work, the governments have started already implementing one of the lead projects. This lead project is on environmental management and conservation. whereby we have received financial resources as grant from the Global Environment Facility. And this is being implemented through the African Development Bank.
All these giving funds be
through
out.
The year. All this should be coming out, okay?
Yes.
Yeah. So we already started working with the communities, the catchment, to make sure that the environmental management is done well for the sustainability of the dams and also for improving the livelihoods of the communities in the catchment area.
Yes.
And that will result into longer life of the dams once they are.
This is fine, Mr. Kalinga. This is great. But as my colleague has just said, if it's not documented here, please can you mute your mic? With Charlie, can you please mute the people who are not talking? Please, there's a lot of noise background. Yeah. So as my colleague just mentioned, it's a great project. We all agree. It's a fantastic project. Multi-sectorial, cuts across 2-3 sectors, it's integrated, it's in a country with a low AIDI index.
Yes.
But then all this information must be documented somewhere. Let's take an example. The gender we talked about, okay? The market size, okay, to be populated. So at least we need a map. If we have a map to show that river, the boundary between Malawi, Tanzania, the length of riverbed that will be affected, number of people, population, all the and the ENS study you mentioned being financed by the AFDB, all that should somewhere be documented. At least you mentioned it, that is an ongoing environmental and social study financed by the bank, and that we know that it's a very solid project. That and then we have the figures, we have the data to rate all the 8 criteria. Don't forget that to be in the short list, and this is a typical candidate for immediate acceleration, actually, as my colleague said, as Abdou has said. If we don't have these data, if these don't show up here on the document, then it's difficult for us to go and rate the project to give it its fair value, the correct rating that will put this in the shortlist, at least close to the shortlist. Even if it's not in the first 10, it could be 11 or 12, so that anytime it can move into the shortlist, and then it increases the chances. So the quality of data we put here is extremely important. Yes. Hello, do you want to intervene? Who is there? Who is Huawei?
I'm following on that. We can enrich the information in this document as you have suggested.
Yes, please. I mean, you have to do, it's a great project, but to do justice to it, you really need to upgrade a little. Upgrade some of the fields, like the technical specifications. It's hydropower, yes, but I guess if studies have been done, I know there's a document there, concept note. We have access to it. I mean, not we actually, the REC and the task force members will also have access to it. And the owners have access to it, obviously, and the RECs have access. So, but to improve the chances, instead of us having to go and read the whole document, if you can extract the relevant parts, the key parts, the one which will tend to improve your chances in terms of the criteria, please just put it here. Then it saves us the time and the chances. Of us, yes.
Because I think if the ESIA is being done or has already been done, you'll have the gender aspect, the environmental aspect, and all this information is provided. He should provide that.
Yes, if you can upload the ENS, if the ENS is available, please upload it here. Then we can go and dig into it.
Yeah, we've got all those informations which you are talking about, because already the EIA, or Environmental and Social Impact Assessment, also has already been done with the results. And the, even plans for resettlement action plans, they are already in place, they are there. All the information you are talking about here, they are about the gender issue. We are now preparing the gender strategy. We are working on that to be part of this business. It will be under this project, which is funded by the Global Environment Facility. Yeah, so we'll enrich it as you have advised.
Yes, yes, please do that. Don't shoot yourself on the foot. You have a brilliant project and all the information is available. So please make it available so that it can get, as Krishna said, its fair value in terms of screening.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Krishna.
Yes. Go on.
Yes. Even if Mr. Karinga couldn't upload the files, he can send them through email. For example, from Gabon, there is one hydropower project.
Yes.
They could upload only 10 megabytes, but they sent us the whole annexes, even if it's in French, so that we can get the information. For Songwe, I was at the area. I was at the border at Songwe. I know how the river meanders and the border between Tanzania and Malawi changes every time it meanders. So it needs a good river training work. And there is a huge document. Either he can make it available on his website.
Yes, yes. Put a link, actually. You can put the link.
Yeah, put a link or... No, he can make it available on his website. For example, there is a project from South Africa in Zambia, Namibia.
Yes.
The whole related project is on Orange Senku website. Yes. So I was referring to Orange Senku website to get information. So you can also upload it. On.
Good, good. I can see Mr. Chikondi has joined us. Mr. Chikondi, for the project, or the owner of the project, we just of the Songwe project. Are you there, Mr. Chikondi? Mr. Chikondi, can you hear us? Anyway, I think he cannot hear us, but anyway, he's one of the project owners and he could do, actually, he could go on and do these project, these changes with together with Pamela Temu. Okay, so colleagues, I think we have reached the end of this session. That was the end. If are there any questions, Charlie, in the box?
No, Krishna. Krishna.
Yes. Yes.
Just my crossing the mark is to have our focal points submit the projects they are submitting, because it's going to help us. We can't be able to submit all the projects.
No problem.
They help us submit because they have the information. Then we will validate and ensure that we have a proper submission by the end of this exercise.
Thank you. I will go ahead and give everybody national focal point. That's noted.
Krishna, there's no questions, but there's just a remark from some of our Arab-speaking countries' colleagues that all English, not French.
So from Djibouti, the colleagues have difficulties of language. Yeah, yeah, I agree. But we tried to answer some questions in French, actually. The Djibouti question was treated in French, but I agree, most of the colleagues actually are English speaking. So do we still have IGAD connected? Dr. Chamu?
Krishna.
Not talking civil.
Yes, go on. Hello?
Krishna, I'm going off.
Yes, and it, we will okay. We'll also close.
Okay. Yes,
thank you.
What I want to say is for everybody to please be mindful that if the projects are not validated, they are not a project submitted.
Yeah.
So can you please make sure that they are validated and submitted so that we can have a long list? Thank you very much. It was nice speaking to everybody.
Thank you, Abdou. Thank you.
Thank you, Abdou.
So,
Maria Iski, this is Kalinga from the Commission of Youth Improvement.
Yes. Go on.
This is Kalinga from Songwe Project. I'm asking, what is the current deadline for submission of this information which we have to update?
Everything has to be submitted, completed, validated before on the 30th of June, which is only 6 days from now. So you don't have much time, but in this case, the project is already there. All you need to do is to upgrade, add this missing information, put these links, upload documents. It's a matter of hours, actually. You can do it in a few hours if you have all the data. And I can see Chikongi.
Yes, yeah.
Chikongi, the owner, is one of the owners, was connected. I think he's still there.
Krishna. Krishna.
Yeah, go on.
Yes, it's Monga here. I understand that they you know, the project developers may not have time to look at that. Hello?
Yes, I think too many people have you, could you mute the mics? Go on, I muted them. Okay, go on, Monga.
Yes, okay. You know, if they can upload as much information as we can, so that, you know, if as a task force members will actually refer to their documents that are there, and then they can actually put that information.
Exactly.
As long as they can put every information. If there are reports, a link of those reports, and, you know, any information that is relevant. If, for instance, in a region, there's a gender strategy that has been is in place or is in draft, put us a link, because it will contain some of the actions that may be relevant. Then we can extrapolate from it.
Exactly. Thank you. That was a very, very good suggestion and remark from the task force member. So if you have the condensed information or the precise, if you have time, actually try to do an effort to do this, to extract the information and put it in these relevant fields. Otherwise, what our colleague is suggesting from the task force is just upload everything you have, which is available, which can be made available to the task force. These are not public documents. The only people who have access to these uploaded files are the owners and the recs. So there is confidential, the owners, recs, and the task force. These are the three groups of people who can only see. Everybody else will only see what we're seeing now on the screen. That is what appears in these fields. Every registered user only see the rest. They don't see the uploads. So don't hesitate to upload these documents, detailed documents, which enable members of the task force and recs to go and pick from these the relevant things, the information they're looking for. Okay, so maybe colleagues, we've well noted that we will give a general access, national focal point access to all the member states. The registered focal points from member states will all have access to generate, initiate projects, to modify projects, to upload everything. The recs then will only focus on will try to focus on validation. Not much time is left, so we invite you all to don't wait anymore. Just if you need to add new projects, please add them. If you need to complete the field so that we move away from the draft status, please do it. And then try to review and revisit and correct and upgrade the project so that the recs then can go on and validate. And you can actually use the discussion forum to signal that we are ready, this project is ready for validation, then the rec can just go there and validate it. So maybe we would like to invite maybe the two recs, EAC and IGAD, to say a last word, concluding remarks, and then we can close, unless there are other burning questions. Mr. Zakaria?
Krishna.
Yes, Mr. Zakaria, go on.
Yeah, my point is that to ensure that we submit all possible projects, I request the focal points to register those who have not registered.
Yes.
Edit what we have already submitted, and submit any other project that is still outstanding, so that by the end of the month we have all the projects on board.
Thank you,
and I thank everybody for participating in this important meeting. Thank you.
Thank you again. Thank you again, Mr. Zakaria, for all the efforts. Anybody from EAC?
Yes, thank you, Krishna. On behalf of EAC, yes. This is Osea.
Yes, yes.
I would also like to thank the AU for convening this meeting, which has clarified quite a number of areas which people are not clear about.
Mm-hmm.
We endeavor to ensure that the 35 projects that we have selected as our long list,
mm-hmm,
will be validated within the next 6 days,
please,
starting from today.
Yeah, please.
And I'm glad that most of our focal points are on board. Mm-hmm. So we will be burning the midnight oil, as we say it, and trying to validate at least two or three projects per day. Although yes, in this case, there's about five projects. So we look forward to submission,
mm-hmm,
and further processing. We thank you very much.
Thank you again. We thank you again. Thank you very much. Mr. White, yes,
go on. Monsieur Wadam, je crois que ça a été un séminaire assez intéressant.
Oui.
Je vous remercie beaucoup et bien, ça nous a permis de comprendre encore plus le projet d'Afrique. On va procéder à certaines petites modifications et soumettre un petit projet qui nous reste encore.
D'accord.
Et je vous remercie beaucoup et je vous souhaite bonne chance.
Non. Monsieur Waïd, surtout, je vous invite à vous inscrire parce que vous n'êtes pas inscrit.
Oui, je vais le faire. Je vais le faire tout de suite à la fin de la réunion.
Mais laissez votre email tout de suite là dans le chat box. On vous envoie le guide pour l'enregistrement.
D'accord.
S'il vous plaît.
D'accord, Waïd.
Merci, Monsieur Waïd. Merci. Right. Merci. Okay, colleagues. So I think we've reached the end of this session. Actually, it's 2.5 hours session. So we thank you very much for your all this very, very useful clarifications, informations, and questions. And I hope that the Eastern region will really benefit from this, and all the projects we talked about will be not only on the system, but good quality that is well documented, so that they have the highest chances of reaching financial close. Don't forget, the ultimate aim is to be implemented, donc to receive funding for implementation. Donc, chers collègues, nous vous remercions tous et nous vous invitons tous à vous inscrire, ceux qui ne sont pas inscrits, et à compléter vos projets, à insérer tous les autres projets qui vous restent et surtout à les faire valider par le REC. Donc, merci encore à tout le monde et on vous souhaite bonne chance pour la soumission et surtout, stay safe. Merci.
Merci.
Merci. Thank you for everything.
Merci. Merci, Krishna.
Merci, Krishna.
Thank you, everyone.
Goodbye.
Thank you,
everybody. Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.